She is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Russ Collins is here, back from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. Now, you and I might like to go see movies and call that a job, but it really is work, isn't it, Russ Collins?
Well, I frequently say that if you go to more than two movies in a day, it's like work. Now, you know, most of us, going to work is okay, you know? I mean, you know, it's what you do, but you have to focus your attention and pay attention and things like that. And when you go to a movie, sometimes you just kind of want to let it go and sit there in wonderment and enjoyment for an hour and a half, 2 hours, two and a half
hours. And maybe
hours.
Have an opportunity to talk about it some.
Yeah.
You just get to go from theater to theater and take notes.
So I was seeing four or five movies a day. And again, you know, there's a lot worse jobs than going to movies all day. That's for sure. But it does take it is like going to work. You know, you have to discipline yourself to do what you need to do. But yeah, I saw 19 movies.
I was going to say, what I like about the work you do is you come back and ultimately we get to see a good number of those movies come our way as a result.
Absolutely, and one of them is tonight at the Michigan Theater. We're doing our Direct from Sundance screening at Cinetopia. Utopia Film Festival presents Direct from Sundance. It's The Biggest Little Farm, and it's really a charming, wonderful documentary about this couple who, are kind of dissatisfied with their L.A. urban life. And the wife of this couple is very much into food preparation and cooking, and she wants to have a farm where everything that she would possibly want to cook would be raised on this farm. And so they get a consultant who helps them create this sustainable farm. And it's about their seven-year odyssey to take land in California that was barren because of strip farming that was going on and turn it into a really wonderful, lush, environmentally sound family
farm. So
a great
cinematic experience, but it also touches on the passion for environment, sustainable farming and living here in this area.
Absolutely. It lines up with a lot of values that a lot of folks in the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti area support. It also is just this really charming odyssey of, you know, the coyotes. They start their farm and there aren't any wild animals around, and then all of a sudden they start to come back as the land starts to have greenery grown on it, and they have fruit trees, and they have crops, corn, and all that kind of stuff, as well as chickens and pigs and ducks. And they find out that their fruit trees are being invaded by snails, and all of the fruit is being eaten off by snails. But they find out that ducks really like snails. So if you let your ducks free in, and you know, for centuries, people have known this kind of things. But with the corporate farming that goes on where large tracts are a single kind of thing,
we've kind of lost touch with that as
a population. Yeah, and anyway, it's real. And the guy, the husband in this couple is a nature photographer. So the photography is really outstanding. The story is great. And it's very, very uplifting. So anyway.
So this is a one-time showing?
It's a one-time showing tonight at 7:30. So come check it out. Special prices apply. We're charging actually less than Sundance charges.
What were some of the other highlights of your experience in Park City?
Well, there was a film that everybody liked, the movie snobs and just folks that like going to movies. It was Blinded by the Light. It's a British film set in the
1980s. Reference to a Bruce Springsteen song.
That's right. It's about this a British Pakistani teenager. I think he was born in Great Britain, but his parents immigrated from Pakistan. There's a lot of racial discrimination, especially in the 1980s. Against the Pakistani population of Great Britain. So he was kind of finding it hard to make it in his middle school and high school. But when he gets into high school, a friend of his introduces him to the music of Bruce Springsteen. Now, this is the 80s. Bruce Springsteen kind of hit his zenith or made his pop culture impact in the 1970s. So it's a little bit...
But reached the height of popularity with Born in the USA in 84.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, he continues. He just had a show on Broadway for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. weeks. Anyway, it's a charming film about this coming of age story of a teenager.
It uses kind of that lyrical sensibility of working man ethos from Springsteen to guide the story.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, okay, it's a lot of fun. Big Time Adolescent was actually it's a comedy, and it was put together by a couple of University of Michigan graduates that directed it, screenwrote and edited it, and that was considered the most meta movie experience of Sundance. The Last Man in San Francisco was a really interesting story about these two guys, African-American guys, who lived in San Francisco, but there's a lot of gentrification going on, and this is a very elliptical tale, the Last Black Man in San Francisco, but it was really fun to watch and very charming. I lot. Awkwafina stars in a film called The Farewell, which is about Awkwafina's character's grandmother in China, and everyone goes back to wish her farewell because they think that she's going to pass away. Come to find out, she actually is doing okay. So, but anyway, it's a really
sounds like you had a great time.
It's a really charming family story, and that's just a few of the things. One of my favorite documentaries is called "Hail Satan." There's a wonderful documentary about the America called "American Factory," which would be really appropriate for this place. Mike Wallace is here about
U of M graduate.
U of M grad, absolutely. The Brink, which is a documentary about Steve Bannon, really interesting. There was a virtual reality put the goggles and headphones on about Eminem, Marshall from Detroit, and that really
was that your first virtual reality experience?
No, but it was fun. There was another one called Traveling While Black, which was a very short documentary about African Americans traveling in the country and people telling stories about that and the racial discrimination and the coping mechanism. But it was fun because you were literally sitting right next to the person that was telling the story.
Oh, that's interesting.
You were sitting in a booth and you went in and out is really fun.
All right, well, let's say it's safe to say you had a better week than I did.
But
in any case, a lot of these films that you're talking about, we will be discussing in the future because I assume you're going to bring some of them to the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yeah, a lot of them we hope come to the Cinetopia Film Festival, so we're looking forward to that.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU at Cinema Chat with Russ Collins, and what about the movies we can see around here this weekend?
Well, the quite probable best foreign language film is opening up tomorrow called Cold War. It's a British film. It's a Polish film. It's set in the 1950s, Poland and Berlin, Yugoslavia. They're all, behind the Iron Curtain. And it's a very compelling story by the filmmaker Paul Lukowski, who did Ida, which was a beautiful, beautiful film. The critical consensus is its brilliantly stark visual aesthetics to match its lean narrative. Cold War doesn't waste a moment of its brief running time and doesn't skimp on its bittersweet emotional impact. This is a not-to-be-missed film. Go see Cold War. It's playing right now. We're also showing all of the Oscar shorts, the live-action shorts.
That's become a
great
annual tradition.
It is. It's really great. And they're all great films. They really are great films. So if you can only go to one of those programs, it's hard to say which one to go to, but the animations are always wonderful, as are the live action shorts. The documentaries, there's two programs of those, and a lot of them are almost an hour long. Not all of them are, so there's two programs of documentary, but the live action shorts and the animation shorts are all really wonderful from around the world, and they're always brilliant.
Are you going to have people singing in the theater again?
That's right, tomorrow night at 9:30, we're doing Monty Python and the Holy Grail sing-along, which should be a lot of fun. If you're a Monty Python fan, you don't want to miss it. This has been put together by some folks, and it's done really, really well. Also, put on your calendar for Sunday, February 17th, the sing-along to Bohemian Rhapsody, everyone who's a Queen fan, which is not David, I know.
Oh, I love Queen. I do.
So anyway, both of those should be a lot of fun. Yeah,
they lost me in the 80s.
We've got our Katharine Hepburn series continuing with African Queen. That's going to be Tuesday. And My Neighbor Totoro, one of the great anime films, continues the anime series on February 13th. So go check that out. Cowboy Bebop, Knocking on Heaven's Door, is going to be on the 27th. So we've got a whole series of animes coming up. Go check that out. If you haven't seen Stan and Ollie, go check it out. It's John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan do great, great performances as Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel. Those two great, they started as silent film stars, but they had sound film careers as well. You used to see their shorts on television all the time.
Yeah, I grew up with that.
And they really are brilliant. And it's about their life in the 50s when they're actually touring music halls in Great Britain. On the Basis of Sex is this story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Go see it. It's going to go away pretty quickly. And then Nicole Kidman is in a film called Destroyer, which is a tough film. She plays a Los Angeles police detective that was put in a really difficult situation. This is later in her career when she can revisit that situation. It's tough. And the other not-to-be-missed foreign language film is Shoplifter, which is a Japanese film that, again, it won the Palme d'Or and at Cannes, and it's nominated for Best.
And the big Hollywood releases this week?
Yes, we've got The Prodigy, which is a horror thriller that you'll want to check out, and Lego Movie 2, the second part. Those Lego movies
obviously did well enough to spawn a sequel.
They're very, very clever. Chris Pratt and Elizabeth Banks and Will Arnett are just some of the voice talent that's used. So a lot of fun stuff, but it's Oscar season. Go see those Oscar-nominated films. Beale Street Could Talk is another one.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Sundance.